Yellowstone Supervolcano by Josh 108. A supervolcano beneath Yellowstone Springs and Geysers has the potential to cover the entire western United States in ash in a few hours, and it was previously thought to have been created by mantle plume in Earth's interior. But this theory has been proved wrong. To replicate the interaction between a mantle plume and a sinking slab, Lijun Lui and his graduate student Tiffany Leonard from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign built a 3D model of Yellowstone's interior plate tectonic history over the last 40 million years to recreate the eruptions from Oregon to Wyoming. They could not recreate the eruptions because the North American and Pacific plates began converging 100 million years ago, and pressure built up in the front. Then, 15 million years ago, the slab began to tear, and the plume pushed through the slab, and 1 million times more molten rock spewed out than during the Mount St. Helens eruption. The plume is viscous like honey, so it did not rise through the tear. The slab sank and pulled the mantle down, sealing the hole for 15 million years. So how could an eruption have happened 2.1 million years ago? The Juan de Fuca Ridge, 1,600 kilometers away, could be the additional heat source that formed Yellowstone's caldera millions of years ago.